Okay, this is a call to order, today's meeting of the Governance Committee. I think we all have our agendas in front of us. Since we don't have a representative from the District of Columbia, we can't take a vote to approve the agenda or the minutes, so just as an FYI, I plan to add one item to the agenda, which will be an update on some of the items that are currently before the Governance Committee, so we will proceed. First informational item is Resolution Index Project Update from our General Counsel. Ms. O'Keefe, you're on.
Good morning, Mr. Dyke, members of the committee. As you all know, we were asked a while back to try to bring some order and accessibility to the board resolutions, and that means digitizing them and making them searchable. The expectation is that those would be put on the WMATA website and be available not only to board members but to the public. So we issued a solicitation and awarded a contract to American Legal Publishing to create a host and regularly supplement an online resolution database. And then we have spent, that was in May of last year. We've spent about a year on this project. We are coming to the conclusion of what I'll call phase one. And so it seemed like a good time to give the committee an update on the status. I think in your materials, we have some screens, and Phil Staub, whom you all, I believe, know, was the project manager for this project and has worked very closely with American Legal. So he's going to take you through the demonstration,
sure.
But I'm just going to describe to you a bit what we've done. If you look, the first part of the presentation is the screens that he'll show for the demonstration, but if you sort of flip through, there's a document that says WMATA file structure, and we've shown that to you before, but it's been a while. My sort of grand vision, which is not is still a vision, is that we would have an electronic database for all WMATA records that would follow this file structure. And we have a second project that we've been working on trying to advance towards that end. It's still a vision, but we are working away on it. So we took the database and American Legal categorized the resolutions. We were instructed also to have summaries and to indicate superseded resolutions. And so that was part of the scope of work for American Legal. Our initial results from American Legal necessitated quite a bit of recategorizing. So my staff, Phil actually gave us our assignments, and we divided up all the extant resolutions and reviewed the categorization that American Legal provided, and actually recategorized them across the various categories. So one of the issues that you'll see and that we are wanting to address in phase two derives from the fact that one resolution is in various categories. And that actually has provided a little technical issue that we're going to have to resolve. So we did that, and they were shipped back to American Legal. And Phil and other people in the office and the office of the secretary have spent some time trying to debug the system. So Phil's going to walk you through what we think will show to the world on our website and on WMATA.com. And then we'll talk a little bit about what I'll describe as phase two and what the dimensions of that will be. You'll see that we're largely satisfied, but there is an aspect of the search function that we're not satisfied with, and it's something that we'll have to work on. But it is a useful tool. We're not dissatisfied with it. American Legal has been quite responsive to us. So we have a few more tweaks before we would want to actually create the link and post it and make it available. But there are some things we would want to do going forward to make it more useful, and I think there were some suggestions from some board members. I remember specifically a comment that Mrs. Hines made that we'll discuss. So I'm going to turn it over to Phil, turn around, and he'll just give you a little walkthrough of what we have so far. And then we'll wrap it up by a discussion of phase two.
Great.
That's all right.
Thank you. Phil?
So, as was described, this would be a system that you can link to from the WMATA website, and also because it's hosted by our contractor, American Legal, you could visit their website and navigate to our particular database. So once you do that, you arrive at this screen, the WMATA Library, at the American Legal website. And there, what you're seeing on the screen is in this room is not necessarily everything you would see on a computer screen because the dimensions are a little different. That's why we've provided the handouts, and I'll guide you through those as well so you see the complete screen as we arrive at certain results. But as you arrive at this main page, first of all, you have the main resolutions database. That is the complete set of resolutions organized per the file structure. It has the most robust search capabilities, and the summaries, the secondary database that American Legal created, this was their own idea. Not only are the summaries within the resolutions database, but they are also separated out chronologically in a more stripped down, less searchable, but easier to navigate summary database. But I wanted to start with the main database. So once clicking on the main database, you arrive at this page. You have the WMATA file structure on the left-hand side. Turning to the right-hand side, at the top you have this quick search box just to search for a term that's anywhere in any of these documents. Underneath that are what I would call the menu bar, some of the main features, and as you can see, this is where we run into a problem with this screen. You don't get to see all the features, but if you go to handout page one, you'll see what this whole screen looks like on a regular size computer monitor. And you have some navigation tools here and an introduction to this database and how to search it. So a browser, someone who does not know in particular what they're looking for, but they're interested in things maybe topically, could use this left-hand side to navigate things. Say they're interested in the Accessibility Advisory Committee, they would navigate from down through these topics to the committee itself and open up that folder. And what you would find in this folder is, first of all, the summary at the top, followed by all the resolutions that we categorize there. To get a look at the summary, you just need to click on it. Our connection here is not the fastest, so it'll take a moment to pop up. But these summaries were written by American Legal to supplement what appears in a title. To give you a better idea of the contents of the resolution. Let's say you, someone looking at this again using browsing decides that this reporting relationship that the committee will now advise the board of directors seems interesting, so they would just navigate down to that resolution, open it up, and see the original resolution, full text, votes, and signature on this side. So that would be the browsing function. If instead the user knew that they want to take a look at, say, anything about bylaws, that could be entered in the quick search box. And you get a list of resolutions all containing the word bylaws. And this was what Ms. O'Keefe was referring to. For instance, you'll see the same resolution appearing more than once because it's located in more than one place in our file structure. And that's less than ideal and perhaps even confusing. So we hope to improve on that. So there are, on this side of the screen, there are two ways of viewing the results. Right now, we're viewing results only. If you want to look at the results and the documents at the same time, you choose that radio button. And let's say you, as you're scanning down your resolutions, you're most interested in this 10-01. You can click on that. And again, below appears the whole resolution. It's very restricted on your screen. And in handout three, you get a better idea of how this looks on a computer screen. It's a little bit easier to see there. But again, the same idea here. So those are fairly simple searches. But the features of the site are quite a bit more detailed than that for searches. So if I click on this advanced search at the top, you'll notice that something has changed about the file structure on this side. These boxes have appeared. This allows you to restrict searches by topic, for instance. And to provide an example of that, I'm going to choose, I'll return to the Boolean search and explain what that is in a moment. But to go to the other search form. Let's say I knew I was interested in something relating to bus service changes at National Airport. So what I can do is I look through my topics. I see 6 is bus operations and 6.6 is bus service planning. So that looks like the right topic to search within. I can select that now, and just to show you, that's now selected all the subtopics in that category. And I said I was interested in National Harbor, so I'm going to enter that in the field requiring these words to appear near each other. I could pick alternate word forms or synonyms. That's unnecessary here. I can pick the excerpt length I want. That allows me to a little window into each resolution so I get a better idea of whether the results are what I want or not, and I run my search. And right at the top, I see something that looks interesting to me. So I can, from the excerpt, it appears to be the resolution that I was searching for. I can click on that. And see the full resolution. That is, in fact, the resolution that about National Harbor bus service changes. So I found what I wanted in that case. That is shown in handout 4. Again, the screen is a little bit clearer, perhaps, in your handout than it is right here. So let's go back to advanced search and try something different. I said I would come back to the Boolean search. Boolean, somewhat technical term, but it does mean a search that uses connectors. And American Legal, at our request, put in a guide to all of their connectors. If you've used Westlaw in the past, it's a lot like that, but not necessarily all users have had that experience, so we provide a guide down here. So just to provide an example, I'm going to now not restrict it to topic anymore, so I'm going to deselect that. Let's say I'm interested in fuel swap agreements. So I want fuel and swap close to each other, and I see how to do that here. It can be done a variety of ways. And I want them close to each other, so proximity is the slash. So I'll do fuel and swap within 5 terms of each other. Here I want to do a date-restricted search. When you click into these boxes, it up pops calendars. But I want to search from the beginning of last decade, and this would be a very slow way of doing it. So as you may do in other searches, you just edit the year that way. And through current, so I just select today's date. Again, I select the excerpt length here. I'll again go with medium and run the search. And here I want to be able to look at my search results and a document at the same time. And as I look through this, again, you have this repeating effect. The first 2 results are the same resolution. Does not appear to be the resolution I'm looking for, or the type of resolution I'm looking for in this case. But here's one that's about bus fuels and lubricants, diesel. That looks promising. Click on that. It appears below. It is, in fact, a swap agreement. So this would be a resolution I'm interested in. I can review that. I'm going to go, I'm going to clear that out by going back to document. Let's do one other type of search. Another thing that American Legal customized for us, the ability to search by resolution number. And here I would just say enter a resolution number in the format that they describe here and run a search. And that brings me directly, and again, you see the repeating effect here, but it brings me directly to a resolution number. Now, we also wanted to show how the superseded resolutions were handled. What American Legal did was to provide us 2 lists at the bottom here, one that follows from resolutions that are superseded to the current resolution, and the second does the opposite. They're all provided by links. So just to pick one here, let's say I want to take a look at superseded resolution 2003-19. Takes a moment to load. And you have the list, and if you happen to navigate to it in any way, it's marked as watermarked as superseded, so you know when you look at a resolution that it is a superseded resolution. I could then go to the other list and find out what the current is.
I just wondered if the back button works. So I've seen the superseded. Now I want to see the new one. Is there a quick way that I can toggle between those?
Well, let's give that a try. Sometimes the back button does cause problems, but let's see what happens there. So that brings me to my prior search, okay. Unfortunately. So I would need to go back to the list. It was 2003-19, rather, I think I went to. The current is 2003-56. So you'd have to navigate back to the table in that case. That's also shown in handout 6. So just to go back, you're not quite seeing this on the screen, but there's a button here, we'll model library. It takes us back to the library page. To see what the summaries look like, again, these are the same summaries that you would see on the other side, except they're listed in chronological order here. And there is a search capability, but works a little differently than in the main database. Let's say I was interested in resolutions relating to privacy. So I could quick search privacy. Now, you appear not to get a useful result here. But if you click on that and then use these navigation tools that I mentioned earlier, you can navigate among the summaries that contain the word privacy. But as I said, the purpose of this database is to supplement the other and show the summaries in chronological order. The search feature is more secondary. So that gives us an idea of the features that American Legal have provided and how they're organized in this system.
Very good. Questions?
Yes, thank you for the briefing, and wow. I suspect that if I wanted to find an enabling pin for a phenobarbital valve, I could easily put that in the search database and find it. How many resolutions are we talking about?
Well, these cover the resolutions.
From 1966, it said.
From 66 through, we can just go to the bottom of this list. I believe it's...
Give me a ballpark. I don't need it.
Ballpark is early 2012.
If you want a number.
No, number.
Oh,
number of resolutions is roughly 2,000.
Okay. And I'm a little confused. Carol, you talked a little bit about it at the beginning. For resolutions with multiple topics or categories, having certainly not this sophisticated, dealt with these kinds of databases before, I would think you'd want to have them in multiple locations. So I'm just kind of curious where your thinking is right now on that.
Well, we do have them in multiple locations. And that is why we have the issue about the search function that we council are not particularly happy with, because we have them in multiple locations. When you do the search, it pulls them up, but there's a repeating of resolutions, which I think we find not useful, and we're concerned that a user might find it a little frustrating. You can still go through and look, but it's, you know, for these days when people want instant Google functionality, we're concerned that people might be a little frustrated by that. So phase two would be to see if it's possible to fine-tune that. Had we put them only in one category, we wouldn't have that problem. But when we went through, we did, and again, each of those were slotted by people in my office into multiple categories as appropriate. So not a zillion, but, you know, a couple main categories for these resolutions. So that's one, you know, that's one thing that we'd like to refine further. We're not unhappy. Again, American Legal really worked with us. This was not a, I think we got a good price for it, I'll put it that way. And I think they really worked hard to do what we wanted. So I'm not at all dissatisfied with what they did. I'm just saying that if we move on, we will explore that.
All right, so it's in progress. The last question I have relates to, who's going to eventually maintain the system? Are we anticipating contract maintenance or maintenance by somebody in the staff? Certainly, if the staff does it, when you get into databases like this, you want to have limited access and also training.
It's contract maintenance. We discussed it. We discussed it with the Office of the Secretary. And we're intending to have American Legal maintain it. So that's why we don't have all the resolutions through the last resolution. Now, limited access, I mean, it would be limited access for maintenance, but it's intended to be fully accessible by anyone who wants
to. I'm talking about changes to the database and stuff
like
that.
No, it is a contracted function.
And then who's authorized to enter changes or addition?
That's well, it would largely be managed through board secretary.
That would be a concern, just to make you aware of it. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions?
Yes. So when you do a search, you're really searching words that are in the resolutions, not the categories.
Well, you can, I think it's still showed, you can do it either way. Yeah. You can go on the left-hand side of the screen and start scanning through the file structure, or you can do a word
search. Which would tell you where it is if you didn't have a good idea. When it turns out a number of resolutions was, brought up by that particular search, does that include the superseded or only the ones that are current?
That will include superseded resolutions. Okay,
but you'll know if you go and look at it that that one is superseded. So if you wanted to look at something, you should start with the newest and work back.
So
Mary and then Tom.
In the first screen that you filled, that you pulled up, Phil, the one about accessibility, which was the summary, there's an acronym. And I would just caution us on summaries to be a little careful of acronyms, because if people don't know what they mean, then that second one said says ESH.
Yep.
I have no idea what ESH is. So it's not as useful to the person, to the uninformed person who's trying to find something. So I would just say on those summary pages where you can define the acronyms, that will be very useful to people. The other thing I wondered is, thank you. I mean, the file structure here is really complicated and detailed, which is wonderful. But for the, again, I'm thinking about the person who kind of comes cold to it. Can you collapse it just to the 1, 2, 3, 4 on the left side? So not even the subheaders, but just the main topics? Or is there a way when you first come for people to see the 23 main topics? Or is that just not a reasonable?
The default is the first two levels.
Okay.
Separately, there's the document, the file structure at the top, but that would be the same document that you have in your handout. We could certainly talk to American Legal to just provide a way to see the 23 main categories at one time.
I think for people just coming to it and wanting to poke around, it might be simple to see those 23 and then be able to click and have it open up so that, then I can see sort of in more detail. And I appreciate the concern that you have about the duplication. One thought I have is if there's any way to reference the section that it's in, so reference that, one is, it shows up in admin and it shows up in section 12.2, then you begin to orient the person who's looking to the fact that these topics might be in two different places and that would be okay, as opposed to trying to get rid of it. If you had a reference to the section, it, again, if you want people to be able to use these things, embedding some education pieces in those searches might be helpful. Those are just suggestions.
Good point. Tom?
Can I just ask a follow-up question on that? This is an example of a duplication.
Right.
The location is off to this side.
But does it tell me what section it's in, Phil?
It does. It sort of walks you through, and perhaps this needs to change. That's why I wanted to ask a follow-up, because it tells you it's in main category 17, subcategory 17.5, and then it...
Oh, it's in the same section. It's just in a
same... Well, it's in the same main category, but it's in both... This particular resolution is both under non-competitive procurement and policy.
I see.
Is it related to both?
I was thinking that, generally speaking, it would be in two separate sections, not two subsections under the same section. So I guess my suggestion actually doesn't probably work very well then, if it's in the same section, just under two subsections.
Well, again, that's the one thing that we really think needs some more thought.
Yeah.
And it's not a... It's not a dissatisfaction with our vendor. It's a sort of a conceptual issue with how we went about it. So it's a matter of seeing if we can fix that so it's not as duplicative and potentially frustrating.
Right.
And there's a lot of information there.
Good.
But
and you would
Right. So
Very good. Okay.
Yeah, one other question. Oh, Tom, and then back to you, Mike.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I was thinking of what y'all learned about the titles for these resolutions. Okay, maybe that would clear up some of the confusion. They're not very descriptive if you're not, you know, in the game. I mean, I don't know what half of these things even mean.
Right.
So maybe we need to think about a clearer, like some of the newer resolutions have a subject at the top, and the older ones don't. Like, there you go, Phil, thanks. And maybe that would help searching if the subject was, you know, in English. Well, no, just, you know, that's... Well, Metro speak is one thing. Yeah, right. But I don't know if that's a learning experience. And second, so, you know, having written these whereases my whole career, I mean, they're, you know, they tend to be kind of dry. You know, they don't really pop. They're not snappy.
That's
right?
The point.
So you want sizzle then, right?
Well, no, I think going forward, I want to learn how we make these more transparent for the public, for people searching, and not in Metro speak. Okay, second question I had, well, you can think about that, girl. Anyway, I mean, I think we could tighten them up. That, will this search engine go on the main web page?
Yes.
Oh, got it. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah,
thank you.
All right. More. So you'll go on the main WMATA page, click there, and it will take you to American Legal. So you don't have to know that it's American Legal.
No.
Okay.
It's a link.
Yeah. And the other question I had was, as you've been going through this, have you discovered other resolutions that have not been superseded that should be? Any weeding that's gone on here?
Well, that's a more difficult issue because let's take, for example, the TIF fund, which this board hasn't visited in quite a while and probably should, because there are a lot of policies that bear looking at again. They're not technically superseded, but there have been, but maybe they should be, you know, they've been amended and supplemented through the years. But that's a harder call. They're not really technically superseded. The only time that's done is where there is truly an intent to repeal and supersede with an entirely new resolution. So if you're asking me, are there resolutions that should be looked at again, I'll say there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
In fact, one just came up yesterday in a discussion that was associated that I was having with respect to finalizing the Phase 2 for Dulles Agreement with the Airports Authority, and we have a question concerning insurance and reimbursable projects. Well, there's a reimbursable project resolution that has been around for a long time and is not totally fitted to the circumstances as they have evolved. Is it superseded? No, it's not superseded, but it certainly bears looking at again. But that's probably not a very succinct way of answering your question. Yes, there are resolutions that probably should be superseded and looked at again by the board. Technically, they're not superseded.
Well, then that does raise a question about how do we do that, and maybe we need to put that on our agenda as far as taking this to the next level, because that is very important for us to look at these things and periodically go back to see if something is no longer needed or if we need to update it or whatever. But Mary, did you have something you want to say?
I was just going to go where you did, Jim, which is we're in the process of looking at our zoning code in Arlington, and one of the things that's coming up is there are certain sections that where what's written is really not exactly what we do anymore. And we have a very elaborate commission advisory system, and so one of the things that we're thinking about is, are there sections that staff and the commission advisory group should be looking at together to give us advice? And so one of my questions would be, you know, do some of these fit neatly into one of the committee structures, some sections, where over a period of time the committee might review, like we're doing with the joint development agreement or the joint development guidelines, where Muriel said, let's take a look at that.
And most of them think.
Yeah. So that that's a way, so it doesn't all fall on this committee, because I think that's really. No.
Well, maybe what we could do is ask the general counsel's office to come back with a suggested approach we could take to address this in a way that's orderly and less burdensome on.
Can I ask one other question?
Yes, ma'am, you may ask one other question.
And then I'll be quiet. So when we do the next resolutions, will part of how this paper, these looks, changes, that they'll be given a number that corresponds to the file structure as we're approving them, or is American Legal going to do that? Who's going to decide where they belong in the database?
I think we will use the board secretary and the office of general counsel, because, quite frankly, that was the that was the only thing that didn't go quite well for us, because really, my office recategorized virtually all the resolutions. So, and that's just because we're very knowledgeable about our business, and they're less so. So, and it's not, you know, they deal largely with municipal codes. Municipal codes have a particular structure,
right,
and it's, in a sense, much much easier to deal with. WMATA is not a municipality or a county or a state. So, you know, you have to know WMATA's business to appreciate where each resolution goes, and this, which is why we spent a fair amount of time at the end of last year just going through each resolution. So going forward, we would say where it goes.
So again,
between you two offices,
yes, which I'm really glad to hear that that's the answer. And I would encourage you then to find a place on the piece of paper where you indicate what its number is going to be in the filing structure, because again, that begins to orient us to how the filing structure works. And we begin to understand then how it all fits together.
Very good.
Okay.
Tom, did you have a question?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I was thinking that your law firm should do a pro bono internship for the general counsel's office to get these housekeeping matters resolved by the end of the summer.
Well, since I've retired from the law firm, I really can't commit to do that. But I'll be happy to raise it next time I'm there.
I didn't get the email on that. But are we going to have an intern? Are you all going to have interns in the counsel's office this summer?
You're allowed to throw your gavel.
Or not? No interns?
I haven't heard anything about the intern program. We rarely get interns.
Okay, that'd be helpful.
The interns that the organization get usually go to other offices. But every once in a while, we luck out and get an intern, but not usually one that can handle this type of thing. So so the only other matter for us to discuss, we've talked to you about our desires to refine the search function. And then the other issue Mrs. Hines raised a while back is whether or not you want these matters linked to the committee materials that were lead up. And that's a fairly large project, but of course it would be useful. And if the only comments that we have, I think, between both my office and the board secretary's office is, if we're going to do that, we should definitely start with the things that are currently online. Because otherwise, it is a real, really labor-intensive of going back through all the paper, you know, the paper files. And then the only thing that would have to be considered is, I don't see it so much now, but I used to see things come to committees a number of times before there was finally a decision. The thing that most immediately leaps to mind is the canopies. I don't think any of you actually had to go through that process, but trying to decide how to address the canopies, what structure, what this, what that, it came back a lot of times before the board finally made a decision. So there would have to be some selection for a decision that everything, you know, all prior actions would be there. But that's one thing I would like the committee's feedback on. If you want us to undertake, in addition to the refinements to this, to what we have done, whether you want to see anything else.
Yeah, now that's good. And going back to Tom's point, now that I've thought about it a little bit, there may be some way for us to get some volunteer help on that, because we do have a number of firms who are doing some work for WMATA, and I would think this would be, there might be some interest in delving down into gaining more knowledge about what the authority has done and working on that. So I think maybe we can, after this session, maybe chat a little bit about some options we might want to explore on that.
If I was going to parallel that, I mean, Mary's commission idea, and then rebound it back to the committees.
And then connect it back to whether the committees, Mr. Chairman, needed to do any action items. But I don't think you want to take on the whole 50,000.
But no, I understand. You know, but I'm just putting on my hat. I just think, from a law firm perspective, having somebody there who is very knowledgeable about what has happened and drilling down and getting information might be useful to you as things come up in the future. Just putting my marketing hat back on here. Madam Vice Chair, did you have a question?
Yes, I did reserve my comments initially because I've lived through this. Took me 10 years to get funding and 5 years to do the project, so and it lives on forever. So I know that the initial focus was really about how we make it available to our publics, but also in terms of the work that you have to do within the agency. I think there are lots of advantages that emanate from that. So there are just a couple of things I wanted to raise. The discussion around those that have been superseded. And I heard you say that you got a great price, so I understand that too. But is there a way to actually link the superseded resolutions to the existing? Because I think as you do these projects, they're layers. You learn things as you go through. So one of the things we learned, the same thing that you have here. And so basically what we wanted to have come up was what was current, but it was linked to the others. So it's not like you run a list of superseded over here and current there, you go right to it, and then you also begin to run those dates. So they're just things that you learn as you go through it. The other comment about a volunteer is great to get volunteers, but they need to be long-term volunteers, and there's always an assumption that this is a clerical process. This is not a clerical process. There are a lot of judgments that go into this and how it's organized and how it's structured. So I certainly think it is something we should explore, but not thinking we're just going to grab a clerk or intern and to help with that.
Well,
let me just mention one other thing, Carol, and I'm happy to sit down with you about it because, you know, there was a lot learned here. But the other lesson we learned that it was important to then write a protocol, kind of going to Tom's question, about how you write resolutions and how you write policies so that as they're developed, they then fit in the new system you structure. So while I think it's great we're focusing externally, there are a lot of lessons, improvements that helps our staff do their work that can also be culled from this. On this question of finding things you didn't know were there or if they're still out there need to be reserved, we ended up well into the project, about 2 years into the project, establishing a system of sunsetting that we just, I mean, imposed sunsetting on all of the areas, and then as they're divided topically, we also assigned a responsible officer who were basically the people who report to the president. They do this work every day. So it's not just council and the secretary. It's the whole agency that I think would benefit from incorporating how we do this. And then finally, the issue Mary has raised around previous board materials, that's really a board portal issue. These things kind of come together, and I know we have some work underway in terms of our board portal, but I would say that the policies that are related to the resolutions ideally should be linked to this database. But, you know, it's a learning process, but I don't want us to lose the internal advantages of enhancing the efficiency of the work in the agency that can be culled from this kind of project.
All those points are very well taken, and the next item I was going to address was how we as a committee would move forward to follow up on this and to take it to the next level. And I think I've just discovered my point person to oversee that. So, Artis? Artis.
You're being volunteered.
I've just designated you as our point person to follow up on how we take this to the next level and utilize, because it is very important to have access to this data as a board so that we know when we're adopting resolutions what we've done in the past and how it ties in. That's very important. And given your wealth of experience in that area, I think that would be very appropriate. So did you have anything else, Carol, you wanted to say on that?
I just would want to definitely agree with the comment that it's not clerical work. The people who work at American Legal are, by and large, lawyers. And it's not that they didn't do a logical job in categorizing it. It's just that they didn't know WMATA. And that's why my staff, as well as myself, ended up going through and recategorizing. So I would just say I agree with that, but I do appreciate all the comments, and they're very helpful on in terms of developing a go-forward agenda.
Now, that's very good. That point is very well taken, and that's why I think moving it to this next level is essential. So we will do that. Any other questions on this issue? Hearing none, before we leave, on a personal level, I think this will probably be the last time that our incumbent general counsel will appear before our committee before you retire, and I thought it would be very appropriate for us at this point to take this opportunity to thank you for all the outstanding work you've done, certainly with this committee, and I think my immediate predecessor here will attest to the fact that your assistance in helping us work through a number of different items related to, well, I won't go into them, but you know what they are. And you did a terrific job, and your tenure here, I think, has been outstanding. I've only been here a year and a half, but I've seen already the impact that you have as general counsel. And I just want to take this opportunity to thank you on behalf of the Governance Committee for your outstanding service to WMATA and to this committee. So let's give her a round of applause. She's done great. And leave us your contact information, because you certainly want to follow up with it.
Thank you very much for your kind comments. It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Now that we have a quorum here, we have a couple items. You have before you the agenda, which we have started to go through, and I would like to amend to add an update on some other items. Is there a motion to approve the agenda? Second by Mort. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? You have also in front of you the minutes from our May 9th meeting. Is there a motion to accept and approve the minutes?
So moved.
It's been moved and seconded by somebody. Second. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? Okay. The last item I want to add, and it'll be very brief, will be just to give you an update on some of the things that are on our agenda going forward. The vice chair and I met with Mary, immediate the past chair, to talk about some items that should be on our agenda, and I just wanted to make the committee aware of those and let you know what we're going to be addressing over the course of the next few months. First is looking at the structure of the Office of Board Secretary. One of the things we want to do is look at best practices in other areas, and I think we've talked about New York, New Jersey, Atlanta, Chicago, and the BART system, to check there to see what best practices are there with respect to the structure of the office and the role and the function, to see if we need to make any revisions or modifications in our structure. So we'll be coming back to you with that. Also, the board meeting schedule. Some members have talked about the idea of having maybe one meeting a month. We want to check on the feasibility of that, one, obviously looking at what others do, but also whether or not it's practical given the way we're structured. Third is concurrent committee meetings. Well, Mort has been very good about raising that, and to the extent we can look at that, we certainly will. There are some logistical issues there with respect to streaming of meetings and staff and how they're used and what have you. So, but we're at least going to discuss that and then come back to you with some thoughts on it. The role of the general counsel, how the general counsel's office reports to the GM as well as to the board. We think we need to sort through all that to make sure we're all comfortable with that. The committee meeting process, I think, is something we want to take a look at, especially in light of our getting ready to adopt the Momentum Strategic Plan. And we need to be focused on how do we need to change the way we operate as committees so that our activities are consistent with the goals that we're setting forth in the momentum plan and our strategic plan. Should we be focused on those issues and how we go about implementing them, and do we structure our committee meetings and agenda accordingly? Now, that will involve working with the various committee chairs, the staff support, and our board office to look at the charters, looking at our year-long agenda for the committees, and focusing on how we work as a committee so that we're focused on broad policy issues as opposed to maybe sometimes drilling down a little deeper than may be necessary in order for us to stay focused on our goals going forward. Now, you'll be hearing a little bit more from us going forward. We've got an outside consultant that we've been working with, and we'll be meeting with her shortly and then come back to you with some suggestions on how we ought to proceed. Evaluations. This committee is charged with evaluating the GM, CEO, the IG, and the secretary. We've already had some initial discussions about how we're going to do that on a regular basis and if we need to change that process in any way, but just want you to know that we're on top of that. Staff development. We're already working with the IG and the secretary to look at the question of what sort of staff development is necessary for those two offices so that they're staying current with respect to best practices and how their office operates, and to be as supportive as we can of those individuals. Review of the bylaws and procedures, that's an ongoing process. We will be looking at that probably going toward the end of the year, but there, for example, has been a discussion of maybe some modifications in the ethics code area that we want to look at. And we've also had some discussions with the general manager about looking at the employee code of conduct to make sure that's consistent with the other things that we're doing. Board orientation, making sure that as new board members come on, and I know we'll be having a new board member from Maryland soon, that that those individuals get the appropriate orientation process going forward. And finally, board development, to make sure that all board members are aware of the kinds of programs that are available to help us be current as to what's happening in the industry so we can understand what best practices are, what others are doing, to the extent we might want to follow that or to the extent we may not want to follow that. But at least we need to know what's going on in the industry. So we want to do a better job of updating board members on what's available in that area. Those are the items that we have. I want to thank Mary for helping give us some guidance, and Artis and I had a very good meeting with her, and we've already started a process to implement these things and come back to you with some suggestions. So are there any items I haven't mentioned that any board members or committee members would like to add? Now's the time. Okay, hearing none. Oh, Mary.
Well, no, I don't want to add anything. This, I really want to commend you guys for organizing this, and you know, I just did an off the top of my head here, things I'm thinking about, and this is really terrific. And I really focused in, Jim, on something you said, which is committees need to have annual work plans. And one of the real tricks of our system, I think, is that, you know, we delegate responsibility to four people representing our jurisdictions to sort of figure stuff out. But at any given moment in time, another person from our jurisdiction might have expertise or knowledge or whatever in a particular area another committee is taking up. So if there's any way that you can kind of encourage us all to create those plans with at least drafts of here's when we think this topic is coming, then we're all better in the loop. And if we're not, you know, if we don't have an opportunity to have jurisdictional conversations, at least we know something's coming, and so maybe you come a little early so you can sit in on that meeting or whatever. But otherwise, sometimes the agendas are kind of opaque in terms of what the actual work is that's going to happen at any particular meeting. So I really want to commend you. But I think those annual plans are actually going to end up being really important if we keep the way we're structured in terms of committees.
Very good. I appreciate that. And to drill down just a little bit on I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. You always have the priority. Go ahead.
No, I don't. I wanted to simply add that I've talked to the general manager about the board's need for a staff-generated work plan for the board for a full year, as much as possible, of things that are predictable, that come before the board, recognizing that a lot of unpredictable things actually come before the board as well, But having each committee be able to participate ultimately in that process with the staff about the development of not only the board's full board's work plan for the year, but also the committee work plan for the year, that's obviously the feeder for any board action, would be helpful. I know the staff has been working on extending the forecast for board agenda items forward from what used to be 2 months, or at the most 3, to maybe 4 or 5 months. But clearly, I think there's an intent on both the staff and the board side to have an annual work plan for the board that is as predictable as can be.
Very good. Very good.
Yes,
Mayor. Yeah, I think that would be very helpful in that if you can see where the must-do items are going to fall, you can also see where there's time to take up things that you would want to do, but you don't want to pile them on top of other necessary activities.
Very good. And that's why this whole idea of the strategic plan, now that we have it, the momentum, that needs to be the driving factor in what we do and how we spend our time. And also, to the extent we can, you mentioned the jurisdictions, making sure that it's the individual jurisdictions coordinate with their staff so that people, our board members, are as prepared as possible when we get to the table and get some of these issues addressed so that we can focus on the larger issues. I know we have a model in Virginia that has been very effective, and we need to talk about how that might be what other jurisdictions are doing. Is there anything else that anyone has? When we had fewer people in the room, I had a couple other resolutions I was going to pull out, but now that we've got a crowd, I guess I'll defer those. Anything else that anybody has for the good of the cause? If not, we are adjourned. Thank you.